Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness radio broadcast. At the leading of the Lord, primarily, and in view of some recent attacks of the enemy against the body of Christ, which I've heard about, we are rerunning our older radio broadcast on the power and application of the blood of Jesus. My radio broadcast, our CDs, DVDs, and my book, The Blood and the Glory, were the result of the Lord speaking to me and giving me revelation on the power in His blood and how to walk in the protection of the blood of Jesus. Please listen.
Shulamit Katz Nelson, and she'll call us on the phone when something's bad, wrong over there. She's nominated for, but you know, things are happening wrong over there. She'll tell us, in the war, she told us, get over there now. We don't like this sitting down in holes. We don't like this the way that the world has humiliated us when we could go in and settle this thing in a minute. Now y'all get over here. Gulf War time, they're sitting down there and the Scuds are coming. You know what she tells to us? We're in covenant. That's enough. You hop the next plane, you get there. And the war ended the next day. Pretty good covenant keepers, aren't we? And it was a moed. That day started. That war started. We went in on January the 16th, and that war ended on definite Bible dates. That's back there in the Gulf War tapes, I think. Hallelujah. Get me a big cow. Abraham probably did a backflip. God, the creator of the universe, going in covenant with me. And this is not a covenant that depends on the man. God said, get me the cow. This one I'm keeping, just me. Oh, glory. God, don't let me get off on this now. Here we go. Arrest me. Chapter 15, verse 9. He said unto him, take me an heifer 3 years old, and a she-goat 3 years old, and a ram 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against another, but the birds divided he not. Now when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. Hallelujah. Verse 17. And it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning torch, actually this is torch, passed between those pieces. The Jews named this covenant the covenant of the pieces. This happened in Hebron, where Abraham lived his whole life and in where he's buried. And they know exactly this spot in Israel. This is not a guest spot. They know it. And we always go to this spot. I love this spot. We have to rent a bus with PVC windows to go there because they stone you. Maybe now they'll stop stoning us, but they have stoned us for several times. But we go there anyway. And you can just see, you know, they call it the covenant between the pieces. And the first time I saw this was when Brother Copeland preached it. And he got a three-year-old cow is big. And he divided that cow down the backbone. The Jews call this the covenant between the pieces. He put half the cow here, half the cow here. Half the she-goat here, half the she-goat here. Half the big ram here, half the big ram here. Kill the birds and put it on there. Then when night came, God, in the form of a burning furnace and a torch, God, and when I first saw this, I got a front row seat. That's one reason why the Lord, He lets me get a front row seat. Isn't that good? Glory be to God. And I didn't know I was going to go to the place of the covenant between the pieces. That's the farthest thing from my mind. And Brother Copeland was marching. Every time I go there, I see Brother Copeland. He was marching between that blood. And he marched up and down. He made it come alive to me. God will give you things you're going to use down the line. You're in a certain service. And He made it real to me. You know, you could just drive by that spot and not see anything. But I drive by and I see Brother Copeland. And then I see God. And God marched up and down between that blood. Now you have the blood of a covenant and you have the words of the covenant that blood seals. Hallelujah. And God marched up and down and the torch burned and the blood was there and God spoke the words. What are the words? God help me not to get off on this. Now, here's the words. Verse 18. In the same, I mean, we're not getting off, it all goes together. The whole book goes together. It does. You can't leave some parts out. Jerry Savelle says you can't be a favorite word person. You have to be a word person. Verse 18, in the same day Jehovah made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed, the only thing he talked about is the land he gave them. The words of this covenant are nothing more than what land you get. Unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt, that's down in Egypt, unto the great river, the river Euphrates, that's up in Iraq, the Kenite, the Kenizzite, the Kadmonite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Rephaim, the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Girgashite, and the Jebusite. Now this took place in Hebron, H-E-B-R-O-N. We'll have to go back a couple of books. Verse 18 of chapter 13, verse 18. Chapter 13, verse 18. Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and he built there an altar unto the Lord. And this that we have just seen happened at Mamre in Hebron. Now, God marched up and down in those pieces, and God said, you're going to get it, Abram. Abram said, I got a hard time believing that part about the land. Get me a big cow. Here's the blood. Here's God marching. You get this, you get this, you get this, you get this, you get this. The children of Israel go into captivity for 430 years. You know, they weren't in captivity in the first place. They went down a little family into Egypt, and they became a great nation. And then God brings them out from Egypt and out from Pharaoh, and God's going to bring them to the promised land. They get to the promised land. Turn to Numbers chapter 14. Say glory.
Glory.
You forgot to say that. Numbers chapter 14. Hallelujah. Numbers 13. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is one of Abram's altars. This is blood on an altar. He built an altar there. Numbers chapter 13. They come up to the land. God said, I'm going to give you the land. That was the covenant. Numbers 13, 17. The Hittite, the Canaanite, the Girgashite, the Jebusite, they're going. Numbers 13, 17. And Moses, sent them to spy out the land. Verse 21. So they went up, and they searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men came to Hamat, and they ascended by the south, and they came where? Hebron. They came to the place of the covenant of the pieces, where God marched up and down. And what did they see there? Ahiman, Shishai, Talmi, the children of Anak. They saw giants. Right at the place where God marched up and down and said, you get the land, Satan stationed the giants. And when God's people came there who should have walked on God's covenant, you're always supposed to walk on God's word. The giants went, boo! And they swiveled to the size of grasshoppers. The places in the Bible are very important. Verse 32 says, they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched of the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eats up the inhabitants thereof. All the people we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sights as grasshoppers. Folks, when God marched up and down in that blood covenant, he was doing that as much for Satan as he was for Abraham. See, the blood covenant means in the Middle East, if I don't keep these words, you can do to me what's been done to these animals. God said to Satan, if they don't get this land, you can do to me what happened to these animals. And when those children came into that land, God wanted people to walk by faith. There Satan placed giants, and they said, boo! Because if Satan can stop God's word from coming to pass, he can stop God. He can beat God. He can be God himself. And he said, Moses, get out of my way. I'm going to wipe them out, start with you. He'd done it before in the flood. Moses interceded. Oh God, he interceded. Turn over to the next chapter. Folks, You're going to see something here. We don't have time to really develop this like we should, but try to catch this. Moses begins to intercede. Verse 19, he says, pardon, I beseech thee. Chapter 14, verse 19, pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people, according to the greatness of thy mercy. And as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt until now. And Jehovah said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But, in this I believe, he said, for Satan's benefit. He swore by one no greater than himself. He himself, there is no greater. He said, as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. He's redeeming man back to himself. That glory is going to be in man and this whole earth. He's redeeming back and filling it with his glory. And Satan fights him for it. Land by land, inch by inch, what his word's gone out on. And there, the word of the Lord is contested in Israel tonight more than in any other place. And the giants of the world are saying, give it up, Israel. And I believe I see that they're falling. Brother Copeland gave a word concerning this. I don't know if they want that word to be published or not. They let them do it if they want to. But it settled my heart today, for I can see that the Lord is leading them into traps. And I don't care what it looks like for folks. The will of the Lord is not always done, but the purposes of God are always accomplished. The will of the Lord was for them to go in there and take that land. Right then, not march around in that wilderness for 40 years. But the purpose of God is accomplished. And all this earth, he said with his whole heart and his whole soul, he'd see that they got it. And all this earth, folks, every inch of it is going to be filled with the glory of the Lord. This book is the story of the glory. And we get it back. He gets it and fills it with his glory by blood covenants. Ooh. What about that altar of Abraham, where he had to take his little son up to Mount Moriah? Boy, this is a good one to go into. Offer up his little Isaac as an offering, not a sin offering, but offer him to God. And that hill, that spot, that place, the Dome of the Rock sits on tonight because Satan's contesting it. There's nothing in this world political. It's all spiritual. He took his little child to the one spot on earth that God has chosen for his name. God said, I'm going to choose one spot from all the tribes where I'm going to put my name. And he chose Mount Moriah later on, later from Abraham. Abraham didn't know it, but Abraham just going by faith. And Abraham takes this little boy and he goes to that rock, Moriah. And there he offers Isaac. Boy, I tell you, we got a lot to owe to Abraham.
You've been listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. If you would like to purchase this teaching, call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or log on at billybrim.org. That's BILLYEBRIM.ORG. Or write us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. This is Chip Brim saying shalom, and remember, in all you do in word or deed, do to the glory of God.